Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, April 14th. My name is Michael Kelly, and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. I'm glad to be here.
Welcome to those joining us live, as well as those listening to the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. We'll begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. And those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And finally, 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So, I apologize, we had a little bit of delay at the beginning, had to reset the audio sources because for whatever reason they didn't kick, which just reminds me of how futile everything is. You try so hard to pull things off and it just doesn't happen, so what's the point? There's just such a sense of futility. Dr. Hunter, what would you say futility is? How would you define futility?
Well, I actually looked it up, Michael.
All right.
Just to be really clear, pointlessness or uselessness.
That works well.
You know, it's a state of being futile, like just uselessness kind of thing. It's like, why bother? What good will come of it? You know, it's like I'm just looking up, here's an example of futile. The definition of futile is something that won't succeed or is unimportant. Like someone trying to stop a plane that's already left the ground. Won't produce results, useless, not successful, not worth attempting. So, you know, I think that, Wendy says she kind of feels that way about redoing her floors right now. you know, the feeling of futility, I know I've had my share of it in my lifetime. That's for sure. Dr. Edwards says his definition is banging your head against a wall for no good reason. That's funny. It's that feeling of why bother?
Right.
You know, why do I bother? What's the point? You know, and that lends to, here's the thing. As soon as that feeling hits you, it lends to all kinds of really kind of insidious little attitudes and behaviors. And the least of which is procrastinating. That's a big one for that. Like, why do I bother cleaning my house every week? It's just going to get dirty anyway.
Well,
so
okay,
I'll just procrastinate and not do it.
Listen to me on this. Why bother making my bed? I'm just going to mess it up when I go back to bed that night anyway.
It's futile.
As Jim Gaffigan said, I mean, he doesn't make the bed for the same reason he doesn't tie his shoes after he takes them off.
Well, there you go. See? So, you know, I used to feel that way, but having a cat, I must make my bed every morning because the cat will go and sleep on my sheets and get cat hair in my bed, and that's not cool. I always have to vacuum my bedspread. And I know that sounds bonkers too, but I vacuum the bedspread almost every second day. But that's why if I don't make my bed, so I don't get that feeling of futility. It's that's a choice. You either make your bed or sleep in a cat hair, you know?
Fair enough. I keep it very simple. Just a couple pillows, take that bedspread, flop it over so it's nice and flat. There you go. Walk away and it's all good. But, and then, you know, doing little things like that helps you avoid those senses of futility. See, I'm bringing it back to our topic. I'm bringing it back in. It all makes sense. We didn't go off I didn't go off on a tangent.
There we go.
And then, I think, you know, so often when we get that sense of futility, it leads into nihilism. And very similar, but I think there are some subtle differences between the idea of futility and the more philosophical life outlook of nihilism. Do my own dictionary search, but nihilism specifically is the rejection of all religious and moral principles in the belief that life is meaningless. So it's a very kind of stark and dark place to be. And it's go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we can make light of it, you know, in a lot of ways, because we all live in futility in some way. Therefore, we can kind of poke fun at ourselves or jest about it. But, you know, the other end of the spectrum, futility, it can be paralyzing.
Yeah, it can. It takes all motivation away. Why bother if nothing really matters? But there, you know, there's a lot of ways to look at life. And of course, tonight we're talking not only about futility and what it is, but we're also talking about how to deal with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of moving on a little bit into that next idea, and we'll kind of bounce around a little bit tonight. But, you know, one thing I was thinking about is something I've joked about a lot. And I think I probably said it on this broadcast, but I call it the brighter side of nihilism. Which is when you get to that point where you realize, okay, there's nothing really, you know, matters. There's no cosmic being, you know, that's kind of watching. Nature is what nature is. You know, it is not necessarily always uncaring, but it is, you know, survival at all costs. And that's the world we live in. And when you realize that, you can say, okay, well, then I can focus on what's important to me. You know, our values, the values that we come to through reason and through, you know, empathy and through, you know, realizing we have the intelligence and the ability to see, and we can give meaning to our lives in our bubble, in our little time space bubble, because everything will come and go. You know, this has all happened before. This will all happen again. And sometimes, yes, life can feel meaningless in the vast of it, and the immensity, the infinite nature of the universe. How is it not, you know, it's almost impossible not to feel, you know, meaningless at times, which is futility at its core. It you know, is also awe-inspiring, the vastness of existence, the vastness of what even known space. And then there's all of the layers of reality that we don't have access to. You know, so of course, people like yourself, Dr. Hunter, are very, you can intuit into these different, you know, realms of experience and thought. But, you know, it's all about perspective, too. So we give our lives meaning. We've talked about that in the past a lot on this broadcast. You have, Dr. Kelly has. And it is we that give our lives meaning, and we that find purpose, and we find joy in just existing. And we can exist as the human animal, too. We love camaraderie. We can exist in this world, and there are wonderful and beautiful things. And, you know, another kind of Buddhist idea is that something is not beautiful because it lasts forever. Something's beautiful because it is temporary. And that it gives it a unique nature. Something, you know, that thing itself will never come again.
You know, I'm totally with you, Michael. Completely with you. And Stephen in the chat room has said, is futility, is there a difference in futility when it comes to will and reality? And the reality of it sometimes is really, what is the point? It's kind of like, you know, it was kind of a weird definition or example I said off the top of the show that, you know, you put a plane taking off and you can't make it come down or get on it when it's taken off. So that's a reality, and that's one that we accept. But there's other kinds of reality that, what's the point of going back to school? What's the point of getting that new job? Mm-hmm. What's the point of leaving this job? Or what's the point of this? And so people feeling trapped in, and there are those other realities in life, but where do you find the will? See? And that's really the key to not just imagining in a meditation and remembering that, you know, life's a beautiful thing.
It is.
How do I get up out of my chair and go do something when I feel it's futile? You know, what's the point?
You know, and as I think here, I also think there is another way to get to that sense of futility other than everything is meaningless. You can also get there by thinking that everything is so meaningful, that there's so much pressure, there's so much to do, there's so many things weighing on you, there's so many things that need to be done and that are taking up your time that it's like you can't possibly do it. And so it's, to even try is futile. And then that makes it hard to get out of bed. But.
Well, and I think about all, and again, I'm not an anti kind of COVID girl or an anti vaccine kind of girl either. I think that the reality is that we're in a pandemic and all the people who are out there and mad that they think all their rights are being taken away because they have to wear a mask. I'm thinking, your resistance is futile. You know? And I'm thinking, like, what is your point?
Yeah.
You see? Because the worst case scenario is you stay home for a few weeks and see what happens. or wear a mask for a few weeks and see what happens. Like, what happens? There was a few weeks out of your life that you had to do that, you know? And so I'm thinking there's sometimes that we're not accepting just kind of how we go with the flow, you know, how life is. And I'm not saying we shouldn't be at times radical if you got the will for it and you're so inspired to do it. But some things are just kind of pointless.
Well, and it's, you have to put your ego aside too and look at, you know, what is for the common good, and is this thing that's for the common good really infringing on your rights? I mean, there is no, it's just a very small thing to ask.
Yeah.
To wear a mask, not intentionally rhyme. And, you know, of course, it was in the chat. Of course, we talked about this. You said resistance is futile. And Dr. Hunter and I were joking about Star Trek before the broadcast. Everything. How are we going to work in it? Well, they put it in chat already because everybody knows that the Borg say resistance is futile. But resistance is not futile because Riker was able to save Captain Picard, and they defeated the Borg over Earth, and they also went back in time and defeated the Borg then, too. So there, resistance is not futile. Star Trek taught us that, too. See? They put an end to the concept of nihilism right there in a two-part episode and a movie.
I love Star Trek. I love all the nuances about Star Trek as well, so... You know, and kind of how we're living in a Star Trek in some crazy ways. But so I think with futility, though, Ronaldo says, could it be a feeling of powerlessness before a situation? And I think you just partly hit on on an answer there, Ronaldo. What kind of power do I have? What kind of control do I have? You know, what kind of influence do I have? How can I change my situation if everything I've done before has failed? And I got to tell you, I quit writing books. I write stories in my head for my own entertainment. But I quit writing books because oh, what's the point of selling them? They don't sell. You know, it's like 99 cents on Amazon along with the, you know, 50 million other wannabe writers. So what's the point?
Right.
And I might get over that. But for the time being, it's, nah, I don't want to, you know, Renanda says, of course, it could be pessimism.
Right.
Sure. It could be any number of things. I think there has to be a checklist. The first thing you have to do is ask yourself, am I feeling a little defeated these days?
Yeah.
That's the first question. Am I feeling maybe a little bit on a borderline depression? That could be your next question. Another one is, do I have, like, because a lot of things I rule out the organics of it, is are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting enough nutrition? Is stress playing a part in your feelings of fertility? Or is it truly that maybe you shouldn't rack, you know, bang your head against the wall, it was mentioned before, and change your path? How I have stepped out of futility is looked at options. And then I ask myself, well, do you have anything better to do? and really, it's that kind of throws it. Like, well, do you have anything better to do? This is something to do.
It is.
Because if you're here, do something.
Right. I mean, and, you know, it's kind of what I was, exactly what you were saying is what I was kind of trying to allude to earlier too, is just to be able to exist as the human animal and take pleasure in those things. You know, take pleasure in life as the person we are. And to me, you know, thinking about the grand universe and the immense, you know, scope of knowledge that we'll never have access to in this life, it can kind of bum you out. We're never really going to know some of those great questions, some of those missing pieces of this massive puzzle that would kind of fill in the blanks for us and tell us what is the, you know, not really the meaning of life, but what is the layer that we can't see? What is going on beyond our perceptions? How did life originate? Why is there something instead of nothing? I mean, shouldn't there just be nothingness? If you can't have something that comes from nothing, then, but then again, can you have so much nothingness that it creates something?
Oh, the paradox of it
all. Ah, that's so many paradoxes.
Well, I think that there's all those questions to ask yourself. When I've, as odd as this may sound, and I have done research into my family tree and ancestry, and I remind myself of all the really kind of comfortable life we have. Boy, is it hard sometimes? Yeah. Is there stress? Yes. Money? Yes. All these things. But I think of our ancestors and what they went through, you know, when they had to have the ox pull the cart, mm-hmm. in a cart. And I think about the other years where the big fire wiped everybody out, or, you know, I mean, all those things that they have endured for me to be here. And then I get a different perspective. And then I look again at my options, and I look again at, okay, where is the will? You know, where is that determination? And so it's finding, it's being able to go through your checklist and finding the ways to move out of that moment, because futility is largely a moment. And if you can move that moment, you can move it on. If you don't move the moment, futility lasts for a long time, if that makes any sense to anybody. Yeah. So it's like having an emotional moment that will stick with you unless you move the moment. And I remind myself, and I said this to my kids, whenever you're having a really hard day, remind yourself that you are a spirit in a body visiting being human. Mm. You're a visitor here. It's temporary. So when you get that perspective, I'm a spirit in a body, you don't take this life so personally. And then you can, again, look at what's doable right now.
Right.
What is doable? And am I in my own way? Well, why am I in my own way? You know, all those kinds of things. And do I want to today? Maybe I don't, but that's fair enough. I'll revisit that tomorrow. You know, and and giving yourself a bit of a break so you move that moment. But really, the reality is everything is temporary. I mean, there's a lot more I could have done with my time and my energy in this past year. But I did go and take some courses, and I look back and I think, you know what, I did do some things. I've been refining my sculpting, you know, abilities, and I had actually thought about going back to conventional school and kind of ruled that out because it seemed a little futile when I didn't have all the resources needed to do that.
Well, wouldn't it be great if we could, you know, kind of access some of these things without having to break the bank? But, it's about doing it for yourself too. You know, whatever that is, if it's taking up art, like you said, you know, writing, you know, even if it's not going to be something that you're going to be able to make a bundle off of, the idea that you do it for yourself, that you enjoy it, that it's giving you, you know, expression in here in this world, in this life, in this little time space bubble, allowing you to exist, you know, kind of flesh out ideas too. But
well, I'm going to interrupt you for a moment, Michael. The chat says system error. We got to get a connection status 502. Does that mean anything? Did we get cut off?
I'm still seeing chat.
Okay. I'm just going to ask everybody. Okay. Mine wasn't scrolling, so I thought maybe that we got cut off. Sorry about that.
Ah, no worries.
Okay, we're good. People are there.
What were we talking about again? No. It's all futile. It doesn't really matter.
We're
anyway.
Going to move on to cards here right away, people. So if you'd like a card selected, Inner Oracle Self-Discovery card in the tarot, we're going to do that. But I hope that the discussion, even the discussion alone, gets people kind of thinking about it in a new way. Am I feeling futile? And look, COVID is a perfect time to do that because it feels like this is all going to go on forever. You know, it feels like it's like, what's the point? And, you know, the people are either getting angry or they're getting depressed or they're getting frustrated. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different emotions that come out of the global time period that we're in, affecting every culture differently, of course. And it's just nonstop on the news and it's forever. It's, oh my God. And so, just ask yourself about your life. Just do that little check-in and make sure you're eating well, you're sleeping well, asking yourself, you know, what's my attitude today? And maybe just simply move your spirit in a body here for a visit. This is all temporary. And do I have anything better to do? You know, and you know, I have nothing better to do right now. So I'm going to go do this.
I think that's a great way to look at it too, in the sense that enjoy the moment. We're here now. We, you know, don't know what came before. We don't necessarily know what comes after, but we are here now to experience this life. Let's just enjoy it for what it's worth, for as much as we can, because there's, you know, a lot that we're just not going to know. And ultimately, when you get those senses of futility, we know that we can rise above it by finding purpose in the here and now, in the moment. So,
and it is. Thank you.
Just great points, Dr. Hunter. And
no, you too, Michael.
And I think, we're getting ready to go, so we're going to start pulling cards. And I have an Oracle card here for, let's see, who do we have first? Dr. Edward. I got number 14, Energy Shift, a New Chapter. So
Energy Shift.
All right, so hopefully this is something that connects. Energy shifts are a natural result of from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction. Out with the old and in with the new.
Well, I pulled the King of Diamonds for you, Dr. Edward. That's the King of Pentacles in tarot language. This energy shift, new chapter, I think is about resourcefulness, but also a resource, you know, that's kind of, it's ringing a little familiarity here. I think you got something very similar a few weeks back, if I'm not mistaken. But there's, well, you're getting some kind of money back, something about gains. So that's, I think, this energy shift where you're being resourceful and earnings. So maybe, and maybe the earnings are in gifts, not just money. You know, it could be that also. Mm-hmm. But you're definitely, this is saying you're definitely shifting your energy. I like that. It's exciting.
All right. And we have Ronaldo next.
All right.
And I have number 27, gains.
Might add overlap and intuition there, too.
Mm.
I just said that word, gains.
Yeah, interesting. Mm. All right, so gains. Let's see. Every choice in action has a trade-off and result. What are you willing to trade for this result or gain? A secondary gain has a price for getting what we want, and the price is denial of the truth of a situation or behavior. This may be a time to assess if something needs to be traded for improved benefits. Healthy decisions are sure to bring about positive results and satisfying gains.
Well, I got the justice card in support of that, Ronaldo. And that's fairness and equitability. That's how I see that. At least certainly in the context of gains. It's weighing the scales. So if it is that you're doing a little bit of checking in, what's fair, what's equitable, are you receiving enough in return for what you're giving, you know, and is there that trade? You know, sometimes it's like you can be somebody else's friend, but they're not necessarily your friend, you know, that kind of a thing, and weighing that out. So if you've been there for somebody over and over again, but they haven't been there for you, it's a one-way friendship. Mm-hmm. That's not fair and equitable. So the only one who's gaining is the one who's receiving. And if you're giving, that could be because you need to feel that, you know, but at some point it has to have a check and balance. So I hope that resonates with you in some way, Ronaldo. Yeah.
Good message. Good message. It has to be sustainable and win-win. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
All right. And we have Jamil next. Number 24, truth. Let's see. There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or life situation. Yet the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there is truth in something or in a direction.
Well, in support of that is strength, and that's the will. I love that. So in seeking a truth and finding the will and the strength for the follow-through, you know, it's owning it. And I think that's sometimes the hardest thing about recognizing a truth in something mm-hmm. is the ownership and what does that mean for the rest of my life, you know, or what does that mean in other things in my life? So I think that in some of your inner workings, Jamil, there's a kind of a realization, a revelation that is coming to you if you already haven't had it, and you're gathering the strength to move forward with that. It's cool.
Great message.
Something new, something to do.
All right.
All right, Audra's next, Michael.
All right, Audra, let's see what we have. I have number 39, education. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first, look for the answer yourself and then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
Oh, Audra, I pulled the Three of Spades, and I said, oh, what's that about? So I pulled another one. It's the Two of Spades. So Three of Swords, Two of Swords. And I think what it is here is saying that there could be a situation that's disappointing that you have to investigate and then make a decision. That's what I get from that. So the education part is not taking something at face value. It's about looking beneath. Look for some more details before responding or making a decision. Because then when you have all the information, you'll be able to. So that's what I get from that, Audra. And I hope that as it plays out, it makes sense.
All right. Now, and we have... I was just going to say, we have Silas joining us as well.
We do.
Let's see. Silas, I have number 18, Evolution.
I like it.
All right, let's see. 18. Evolution is the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. Be aware and participate in the evolution of present energies that change situations. Resistance to change is born from fear of losing control. Resistance to change prolongs discomfort. But fear not, personal growth and enlightenment are sure to result in the wake of your own evolution and that of life around you. Thus, entropy is lowered.
Well, I really like this, Silas. You got the Judgment card and in support of evolution. And that's really declaring who you are. It's like making an announcement to the world. And, of course, it doesn't have to be on a megaphone. It can be a quiet announcement also. And what I want to say is never fear to be separate from the pack. Sometimes you can set a new trend without even knowing that you're doing it by being brave or courageous enough to just be who you are. As bonkers as it sounds on The Voice, the series of The Voice, there's a young country singer on there who's wearing a mullet. And of course, my eyeballs went, whoa. And everybody's mocking him. But he is so comfortable, he loves his mullet. And you can't help but think, okay, you want to wear a mullet? Knock yourself out.
I mean, to be fair, he probably is a time traveler from the 80s that came forward into time and is a great singer.
There you go. But it's being confident in yourself and knowing that that's okay. So in your evolution, as you, Audra's saying they watch The Voice, that's great. In your evolution, you're learning more and more who you are. And stand true in that because you're always free to change your mind. You know, you can always get your hair cut. You can always do something else.
Of course.
Or let it all grow out. You know, who cares? So I think that's very exciting, a really exciting message for you.
It is.
It's a cosmic reinforcement, as I see it.
It is a great message because you always have to be true to yourself. You have to live with yourself all the time.
Yep.
So all right. So we have
Wendy,
our card keeper, up next.
We do.
And Wendy, I have wild card number one, Paradox. A truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a set of new ideas and ways of thinking. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. Keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lay in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first, and thus, new perspectives are discovered.
Wendy, I pulled the Ace of Clubs. Now, the Ace of Wands is, in a word, I say achievement. And achievement just through your own effort and being who you are. So it's that paradox is, I think it's kind of telling you don't necessarily have to mold to anybody else or blend in quite so much. It's through your own effort you're getting that recognition and who you are, but always seeing that paradox in life. So I think that I'm gonna go with you're getting some acknowledgement from a source you didn't expect. That's the flash I get. So we'll see. you'll report back, I'm sure.
All right. All right. I think that's everybody, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. Dr. Stephen has said entropy might be an interesting metaphysical topic for a future session. I think that's a great idea. What is entropy? Ooh.
All right.
It's so metaphysical. That's
and
a good idea.
Also kind of factors into futility too, so it'll be a kind of revisit a couple of topics, but no, entropy actually is a very interesting concept. It's fundamental to our life and therefore, you know, our perspective of existence. And, wouldn't it be interesting to have a universe, a different reality dimension that didn't have entropy, that didn't have things that would, you know, just decay over time or that would degrade and eventually become nothingness only to be recycled. It's fascinating stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, great topic.
Yes, and we'll do it next week.
Yeah. So sounds good to me. He sold me.
I think I would like to mention to Ronaldo for acknowledging my artwork. Please send me a friend request on Facebook if you haven't already. I honestly sometimes get lost on there, but thanks for mentioning that. I just love making these dolls out of polymer clay, and I've learned lots about the different clays and refining my abilities. And a friend of mine got on there one day, had posted some pictures, and she said, "Vicky, you've come a long way from doing that. I did a bust of something," she said, "back 50 years ago." I said, "Yeah, it took me 50 years to figure it out." So it's when you stick with something that long, hopefully you can start to – what I did, though, and I'd like everybody to remember this, because sometimes it takes a long time to get it through your thick skull to just do your own thing and not compare to others.
Yeah.
And that's such a – what a mental block that is about thinking something's not good enough or it's not – oh, we are friends on Facebook. Thank you for that. I'll acknowledge more. Gee. I'm terrible at keeping up with some things on Facebook. I'm sorry.
My
daughter gets after me for not going on Instagram more and not posting things, and I just haven't. So,
I don't even have my notifications on for Facebook or that stuff.
Oof,
I'm a bad millennial. I'm sorry. But
I actually like to read some of the news things, and I follow some groups.
Yeah.
But I don't I do some postings, but I've been really backing off a lot from it these last few months. And it's funny, there's other things to do besides Facebook, but that's what I like to read. I don't like poking into people's lives. I don't, unless I say, "Hey, I thought about somebody, you know, hey, you popped in my head," and then I'll go look them up and send them a message, you know,
yeah,
that kind of thing. So,
but, you know, social media is great for, you know, the best, you know, new theories about the latest shows and what's going on in them, and, you know, talking about, you know, different things you like. Great way to, you know, kind of get with communities of people. And of course, we have the One Planet community on our Facebook group.
Yes, everybody, make sure you check it out. And
so,
I like it better. I pay more attention when it's on Facebook too, rather than when it was separate. And I don't know, I think it has to do with having too many different sites to go to and things.
Mm-hmm.
That's for me anyway, because I don't do Twitter and barely do Instagram. And it's not that I'm not aware of these things. I just have other sculpting to do.
Well, you have things that interest you more, you know. It's all about how are we passing this time. You're here.
Yeah.
You might as well do something, so do what you enjoy. You know, that's,
you know, the other thing too that I found is I got really tired of the negativity and reading negative comments and things. And I think there's a reality that we can all share and make sure we're all educated about. And I like to do that, but I think that it's too much. And I glean over the news in the morning, and I check in with a couple of different news sites that I feel are reasonable and trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nothing there I need to know about today. I am following the court proceedings in this very famous court case in the States right now, only because I find it socially important. And but I also, and I know about the marches, and I know about the latest, and it's just you can't dwell on that. And my alternative reality, I told my girlfriend today when we went walking, I said, I am so glad for art. Like, it really saves me. Everybody, please find something creative to do, something artistic. Yeah, Ronaldo says it's therapeutic. This is my therapy. And when I create these little dolls, and these, well, they're gnomes or fairies or whatever, I never know who's going to come out. And that's the most exciting part. I'm building the body, and then I say, okay, head time. And I wonder who you are, you know? And then, and of course, I joke with my friends that I talk to them all the time. So, you know? But that's how I entertain myself, and that's my alternate reality. And that's a way to stay grounded. It's magical. It helps me know that there's more to life. It keeps me from slipping into futility, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, we all find our, you know, ways. I've always wished I wouldn't have had some kind of artistic bone in my body. I mean, I can write, but about, other than that, I can't paint, draw. I wish I could sketch. I used to, when I was a boy, I would play piano and saxophone, but those skills have atrophied. I remember once upon a time I was able to read music, but I can't do that anymore. So that's not really been my outlet, but writing has. I've always liked to write, you know, little short stories here and there, little ideas.
Awesome. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm never going to publish it. It's just for me to like kind of explore these stories, because as I create them, it's like I get to experience it, you know? So I'm kind of reading/writing the story as I go along.
Yeah. But, that's awesome.
So,
see, I think everybody is artistic in some manner. It's just you might not consider it artistic.
Well,
I think that Ronaldo just says he does cooking, you know, and that's great. So does Wendy. We know that.
We show creative. You know, all human beings have that creative spark. We create, and we have different avenues through which we express that.
Yeah, I agree. So it's if you're good on computers, believe it or not, that's very creative also. And it's not just about being able to manage it, but to create. If you can, boy, if you can use Adobe and Photoshop and the art stuff, that's creative. So it's just keeping the right and left parts of your brain working in partnership, and finding those outlets. Like you like those little stories, Michael, and write sometimes. I think you do poetry too, don't you?
No, not poetry as much. I had one poem that I was kind of proud of that I had to do for a pass-fail class once upon a time in college. But no, not so much. One time I was joking to a friend that I said, you know, sometimes I feel like I have the eye and the mind of a poet, but I can't write like one at all.
Well, that's it's everybody has their thing, you know, their thing. So that's how I do it. And a lot of people, I think that it's just a healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
So rather than falling into futility, everybody, just challenge yourself and ask yourself, do it. Have you got anything better to do?
Yeah. I mean, and we don't know what the next life is going to bring. So enjoy this.
Yeah.
Enjoy this one for what it's worth. And, we are carried along in the river of time and space. And, you know, we have some control over where we go in that river, but ultimately it's going to take us where it'll take us, and we can enjoy the ride.
Yep. But, enjoy it.
So great talk as always. It's been great to have you all here. Next week, we're going to dive into the concept of entropy and how it affects the entire physical and metaphysical world. It, you know, is one of the, it is the paramount force in life. It is the thing that creates the cycle of life and death and rebirth. So it's going to be a good discussion. I'm looking forward to having that discussion with you, Dr. Hunter. And
you.
Looking forward to another great and productive week. I'm looking forward to having you all join us again. You know, a highlight of my week. I hope it is yours too.
Well, and everybody, remember, put May 1st on your list for listening into the graduation. Maybe you are graduating, and we'll see you there too.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night, everybody.